There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Gee Thanks Just Bought It. Now, we don't usually talk about age here on the podcast, but I'm excited because I think we have our youngest guest ever. I am joined by 7-year-old Harlow Wiles. She is a dancer. She is a baker. She is, what grade are you in, Harlow?
Second.
She's in second grade. And I am friends with her mom, Alana Wiles, also known as Mommy Shorts, on Instagram and on Twitter, right? Yes. Across the board, Mommy Shorts. And I wanted Harlow to come here today because I hear you make the perfect pancakes every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes.
Tell me a little about how you got your start in baking.
I don't know.
But now you make the perfect pancake. The people want to know. There are so many people like me who make gooey pancakes or burnt pancakes. How do you make them perfect every time? What do you use? Tell me a little bit about how you start.
I never do anything to make them really flat and make them really fat.
How do you make them fat? Fat, not flat.
So what you do is you get your scooper thing.
Yep.
And then you take the scoop thing, you put it in, and then...
So you get the scooper, which is like a cup measure?
Yeah.
And what are you putting it in? Like,
you're
do you make a mix beforehand?
You're putting it in the bowl of the mix.
Uh-huh.
And then you just put it on the pan or whatever you're using.
Okay.
And then my mom shows me to get the measuring thing and just spread it out a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't do that. I just leave it like that. And then it just starts rising a little bit.
That's interesting.
Cool.
So that's a cool technique that I've never heard of before. So instead of sort of playing with it while it's on the pan, you just scoop it onto the pan and the pan is sizzling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you put butter on the pan?
No.
Okay, do you spray the pan so it doesn't stick?
Yeah.
Okay, very important, right?
Yes. Well, sometimes I pat it with my spatula.
When it looks like it's... How do you know when it's time to turn?
The other side starts to, bubble a little bit.
Oh.
But when the side that you're facing on, and that's, already cooked...
Yeah.
Sometimes it you don't really know. You just... start checking a little bit.
Okay.
And
is it bubbling in the middle or is it bubbling around the edge of the pancake?
The middle.
Okay. So you take the spatula. You don't flip it yet, but you kind of just peek underneath.
Yeah, you peek underneath and see if it's ready. And if it's ready, you flip it.
Okay.
And then if you have the other side,
uh-huh,
you peek. And if it's ready, you put it on the plate.
And how hot does the stove need to be? So you have so many questions. How hot do you make your stove?
I don't really know.
So you know how there's numbers on the stove?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what number you put yours to?
No.
No? So what color do you look for on your pancake that lets you know it is the perfect pancake?
A light brown and
light
in the middle.
Light in the middle and light brown on the edge. And how many times would you say that you have made these pancakes?
10 times?
Yeah.
10 times. No, wait.
I feel like a lot more.
A lot of times?
What about 15?
15? Don't you think it's at least 30 times?
Okay, 30.
30 times. Well, for 7 years old, 30 times is a lot of times. That's kind of amazing because do you bake anything else? Or do you specialize in pancakes only?
I bake cookies.
Cookies.
Cupcakes, cakes.
Wow.
And I made pumpkin bread.
You made pumpkin bread?
And I made like lemon pound cake.
Oh my gosh. And I need to go home right now and start baking.
And I made like coffee muffins.
Do you go to school or do you just bake all day?
Go to school.
You go to school too?
This is like on the weekends. This is weekend or stuff. Like after camp.
Now, do you like decorating more or do you like actually like baking, putting it in the oven?
I like both.
You like both?
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you good at sharing your cakes or when your cakes come out of the oven, are they just for you?
I like sharing.
You'll share it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're really nice. I don't know that I would share my cakes.
She likes to sell them.
Oh my God. Okay, we love a businesswoman.
So what I do when I make my pancakes is I stack a bunch of like plastic boxes.
Uh-huh.
And then I put the plate that has all the pancakes there. And then I put like the plates on the side and stuff.
Wow.
And the forks and stuff. And I would bring like a chair. Mm-hmm. And I would start to like... just like people, my family would come over and they would take the pancakes.
Do they buy them from you or do you have a nice family discount that you give them?
One time they actually had to give me money.
Nice. I love it.
So
how much did you make?
I make nine.
$9.
What an entrepreneur.
No, wait. I didn't know what you meant. I make $1 or $5.
$1 or $5 per pancake? Uh-huh. Is it the buyer's choice? $1 or $5?
No.
It's your choice?
Well, yeah. If you buy two pancakes, it's probably $5.
Okay.
And if you buy one, it's $1.
Okay, that's a deal. That's a deal if I ever heard one. Now, Harlow, I was wondering, you know when you go to the grocery store and there are boxes of pancake mix?
Yeah.
Do you use those or do I have to buy flour and sugar and butter? Like, do I have to buy everything separately? Eggs? Or
yes.
Wait, I can't use the box?
Well, sometimes I do too. But then, I stop doing it.
So you use it. So you basically make pancakes from scratch.
Yeah.
Isn't that a lot harder?
Well, it's more fun.
It's more fun?
Yeah.
And what about people who are bad at cracking eggs? Do you have any tips? Sometimes I crack an egg, but then like half the eggshell gets in the bowl and then somehow I wind up with egg all over my hand. So maybe I'm doing it wrong.
You get a paper towel and wipe your hands.
Okay.
Well, first what you do is you take the eggshell out of the bowl with a fork or your hands.
Okay.
And then you wipe your hands.
So all is not lost if I get some eggshell in the mix? I can just take it out?
Yeah.
Okay, good. How do you crack an egg to make sure that the eggshell doesn't get in the mix?
I crack it a little bit, okay. And then I put my finger into the crack and I just open it.
You open it up and it goes right in the bowl?
Yeah.
Do you crack it on the side of the bowl or on the side of the table?
Yeah, the side of the bowl.
I love that. So that's what happens after you make pancakes 30 times. You just get really good at it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes... let me tell you, maybe one of the reasons why my pancakes can be a little is like I kind of get distracted. Sometimes I look at my phone. I lose track of time. Maybe one of my cats is like on top of the refrigerator and I have to get him down. Do you feel like maybe if I'm not paying attention, that's when the pancakes start to burn?
Yes.
Do you just have to watch it?
Yeah.
Do you blink?
You can blink.
Okay. But not for too long.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask
like
Harlow.
Like, you can't just, like, close your eyes for a second and be like...
you can't fall asleep.
No.
Okay, got it. I'm going to ask Harlow. I know you can't see me what she's about to do, but I need to know. So, Harlow, can you give me an example of the perfect blink that you could do while you're making pancakes? Okay. She blinked very fast. I almost didn't see it. Her eyes closed very, very briefly, but then they opened.
Yeah.
So any longer than that, and you are, like, asleep at the wheel. And you cannot make your pancakes because you can't see anything happening.
Yeah.
These are amazing tips.
Also, you can't fall asleep because if you fall asleep, you might fall, like, your head would go into the stove and so, everything would, like, and you would wake up and your head was on the stove.
And that would probably be uncomfortable. I have to imagine.
And your face would burn.
Well, you know what? It can get really dark really fast here in Harlow's kitchen. You're right. I think it's a great tip that people should not fall asleep standing over the stove. Mm-hmm. Wow. You are just full of knowledge. Where did you learn all this stuff?
Well.
Is it just something you were born with?
Well, I started watching like all these baking shows.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about what you watched on YouTube.
I watch like videos about like baking videos and stuff. Like there's this person that makes she makes a bunch of cupcakes and then she puts them together to make like a character or something.
Oh, whoa.
And then she frosts them in that type of character.
That sounds really cool. It sounds pretty hard. Does she show you all the things that she uses to do it?
Kind of.
Does she use like fondant? You know what like fondant is?
No,
like that?
She uses like cupcakes and then she just makes them in the shape and she frosts them.
Cool. Have you ever tried that?
No.
Do you want to one day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever she tells me what she wants to make, I have to learn for the first time how
to help
her.
So will you go find a video of someone kind of doing something similar?
Yeah, I guess. Or we'll look at recipes or things like that. I mean, we don't do anything that complicated.
Right.
But I feel like I'm learning from Harlow. And it's because Harlow's been inspired by baking videos. And you also like, what's your favorite show or one of your favorite shows?
Sugar Rush.
What's that?
It's a baking show where you have like an hour and like 3 hours for the final round, and then you combine all your minutes to that 3 hours, and then you have like 3 rounds, and it's like you have to make a cupcake, you have to make like a thingamajigger, you have to make a cake.
So you have all these different things you have to make, and you can only have a certain amount of time to do it.
Yes.
So have you also seen Nailed It?
Yes.
Nailed It's funny. Is Sugar Rush like Nailed It, or did the Sugar Rush cupcakes and cakes come out a lot more tasty looking?
In Sugar Rush, these are like professional bakers that like have their own shops and stuff.
And in Nailed It, it's just like...
like people that like try to bake.
Right, just people from home. I feel like you could take anyone on Nailed It down. Like I feel like you should go compete on Nailed It. They should do a Nailed It Kids. Would you go on that show if they did a Nailed It Kids?
And I think if it was Nailed It Kids, there wouldn't be that much detail in the cakes.
Are you sure?
Yes. There would be detail.
Uh-huh.
But it would be like not like cakes themed on like...
it wouldn't be like so hard.
Yeah.
Okay, it would be a little easier.
Yeah.
I would still watch though.
Like, you know what I would try to do?
What?
I would try to do like a cake with like all like blue fondant around it, and then like little stars made of fondant.
So if the producers of Nailed It are listening, you heard it. You have your first contestant who's ready to come on. Harlow, a couple more things. I heard you're really into HGTV right now.
What's that?
Property Brothers?
Yeah.
Tell me why you love the Property Brothers. What are their names again? Drew and... Drew? They're not both named Drew, right?
No.
What's the other?
I don't know.
They're just the Property Brothers.
Yeah.
They are a unit and they are not two individual people. Okay, so what about the Property Brothers do you like?
So I think we started like watching it in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And then we just got really into it. And my favorite part is when like they show like option one and option two of your house, and then they like build the whole thing.
And then they can pick.
Yeah, that's my favorite part about it.
I love that, too.
It's really cool.
Are you in the market to buy a house anytime soon? Are you saving from... I mean, I know you're making money off your pancakes, so when are you going to buy Harlow's house?
I don't know.
A few more dollars to go. How many more dollars do you think you would need to buy a Property Brothers house?
$1,000.
$1,000? That seems right. It's like it's a
thousand long. Or 2,000.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. In this economy... absolutely. Harlow, I'm so happy that you joined us. I want to ask your mom about the things that she uses. I'm going to have you pass the mic to your mom if you want to pass the headphones too, or you could keep them on.
Yep.
You want to pass them off? Okay. You also don't have to put them on if you don't want to.
We will be right back. Thank you for coming. So, Alana, thank you so much for bringing your one of your daughters with you. I was trying to remember when I started following you on Instagram, and I think Harlo must have been like, she was doing, it was like a hashtag moves by Harlo.
Oh.
She was young. What got you started in blogging?
Well, I come from, my background is in advertising, and I was actually a creative director at an agency. And then I had my first kid, which is Harlow's big sister, Mazzy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's see, I went on maternity leave, came back, and like 2 months later, I was laid off.
Wow.
Yes. So
what year was this?
This was 2010. But it was crazy because I had been at that company for 15 years and I was, you know, doing, I thought I had set myself up really well to have kids and come back. And I was like a senior vice president. I was in a good position. But no.
But it was sort of a blessing in disguise, I guess.
Life had other plans.
Yeah.
And yes, it was a blessing in disguise. It did not seem like that moment. But yes, it ended up being like the best thing. I had no online experience.
Yeah.
So when I was laid off and everything was going like more digital,
yeah.
I had been doing only traditional commercials.
Sure.
So I did all TV and print. And I was like, I'm never going to find a job as a new mom with no digital experience.
Yeah.
And those, and also like those jobs were the people who did traditional stuff. They were so much more higher paid.
Right.
So to like take a step down to do digital was like, would have been tough too.
Yeah. People, I think in the beginning kind of didn't know the value of digital or knew that like it would become like 100% digital at some point. It was kind of like, we're going to try it. Like we'll see.
And it was also like not necessarily, you wouldn't necessarily go to the same agency for that too.
Exactly.
So I remember like towards the end of my career in advertising, we were all asking to be put on the digital assignments because we knew that's where it was going, and they wouldn't because they're like, the client's not paying for that.
Right.
So like they couldn't afford us.
Right, exactly.
Like the general creatives. So it was a hard thing, like realizing like our industry was turning and like we weren't positioned
to be able to turn with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I will say one of my favorite things about following you, and I think I've said this to you before, and I say it to other people who, when I recommend that they follow you, is that there are so many bad sponsored content posts online, and following someone who has a background in advertising makes all the difference when you post a sponsored post. Like most of the time I get to the bottom of your Instagram and I'm like, oh my God, this was a sponsored post. And that's, I guess what you're trying to do is you don't want to be like my FabFitFun box, like, that feels really obvious. You are very good at integrating in the work with your everyday life that is not the work, and it becomes one cohesive brand. And I think that people are waking up to the fact that that is very hard to do. But I think in the beginning, there was a really big misconception that like, how hard can it be? Like, you know, just post about your life, but then also like shill for this thing.
Right.
And it turns out it is really hard. And if you guys follow at Mommy Shorts, you will see what I mean almost immediately. You will almost never be able to discern an ad from a non-ad. I mean,
I'm always very upfront.
Like, oh, absolutely. It's not because it's like she's hiding it. It's because it's just good advertising.
Well, it's always like authentic to who I am. I'm never doing things that don't feel like on brand for
totally.
Me or that I don't believe in.
Right.
I'm very picky about what I do. And I feel like, and I also feel like brands have gotten better in how they like to integrate themselves.
Yes.
So it was interesting because when I first started, I was trying to sell myself to brands that you should be doing stuff. And at the time it was like mostly on my blog, like Instagram wasn't even a thing yet.
Right.
So I was coming up with campaigns and trying to convince agencies to buy in.
Wow.
And it was like, nobody was doing that stuff yet. So I was able to come up with like my own campaigns, which I loved if someone, you know, bought into it.
It's pretty amazing.
And now it's like, you know, obviously every agency and brand, whatever, they have whole departments around this.
Yes.
So it becomes, I guess it's less often that you're sort of coming up with the campaign idea, which kind of sucks.
Right.
But then at the same time, I feel like, you know, people are getting better at it.
Right. I mean, I watched your LinkedIn, the ad you did, the content that you did for both, it was like the new LinkedIn, the car.
The aviator.
I was watching like on the edge of my seat being like, I think I probably need this car. I think I need to buy this car.
I like influence myself. I want that car.
It looks so cool.
And a friend of mine is buying one like based on like my thing. Like she's like, they legit were looking in the market for a car. We're not considering Lincoln.
Awesome. I don't have kids and I don't nearly have enough room wherever I am parking to park that car. But if I lived like in a place with my own driveway or garage. Right. Oh my gosh.
It's a really pretty car. Amazing. Yeah.
But you did such a good job on that campaign because, you know, mostly like, I mean, I follow a lot of people who do ads and I get it. Like that's a business. I respect it. We do ads on this podcast too. But sometimes I just skip over some of the ones because I'm like, oh, it doesn't feel authentic or right. I don't. But sometimes I'm like four videos deep on watching you drive around a Lincoln. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm actually really enjoying this.
I wish I could have showed, like, there was so much more to that story. So we worked with them twice. Uh-huh. And one of them, when I took a test drive, I'm like, I don't drive around the city very often. Uh-huh. So it was so funny because, like, I had both people that work with me in the back seat and, like, they were so scared that, like, I was going to kill them. And obviously, like, I always submitted. I tried, but, sure. like, the brand didn't yeah. approve everything that I put through because it probably looked a little dangerous.
Is that what happens on the back end? You show them all the stories you're planning on putting up and yeah. they check boxes?
So that's what's so crazy. I feel like people don't realize that. Like every single piece of branded content is approved.
Yeah.
And maybe people realize that now for in-feed, but yeah. stories also. So that's never happening like in real time.
So what's your process? Do you upload to a Dropbox? Do you like, how do you share with them that content?
It's usually uploading to a Dropbox. And the thing that's hard for me is I tend to make really long stories mm-hmm. because I don't like when you just see like a couple pictures and it's like, you know, this thing, it's great. Here's the code yeah. or whatever. Like to me, it's like, I want the context around it. And I also like, I don't want it to be just key messaging. I want it to be my voice and personality. Yeah. So it's like, if we're going to this Lincoln event, it's also going to have stuff where like, the guy who's in the passenger seat who was assigned to drive with me right. is kind of terrified, you know?
You should honestly teach a masterclass in advertising on Instagram stories and just like building a brand because it is truly, I think of your stories every time I'm just like posting a picture of the beach followed up by a picture of what I'm eating. I'm like, there's no cohesive story right. here. Like you need to start at the beginning. Why are you at the beach? What beach are you at? Where are you going to eat? I think like that's sort of what separates the people who are truly successful at this and yeah. people who are just trying it out. And of course, like, yes, your background helped immensely, but it also shows that you kind of saw the trends that were happening mm-hmm. and you realized like, I got to learn how to do this and figure out how I'm going to fit into this world.
Yeah.
And it worked.
I definitely thought at the time, I thought that I would be building the blog to get a better job in advertising.
Of course.
That's like, that was what was going on in my head. I'm like, it's like almost like a portfolio piece.
Yeah.
And then it like, went even better than I imagined.
Yeah, I know.
And then
amazing.
It was like, by the time like that job presented itself, I was like, oh, I don't need a job.
Yeah.
I don't need a job in advertising. And then the other thing is like, I don't think I ever left advertising. I think advertising shifted and then I was like a little bit ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Which
it's amazing.
I can like pat myself on the back.
For sure. So you guys should all follow Mommy Shorts, especially on Instagram. And also for great. And then that's kind of where you'll learn more of Harlow's baking tips. Now, did you bring a product that you really like that you want to talk about?
I did. It has nothing to do with baking.
That's okay. That's okay.
I did bring a product and I brought it because I feel like you would appreciate it because I feel like you're always thinking about, I feel like there's a lot of hair focus.
There is a lot of hair focus. That's right. I'm always thinking about my hair. I am.
Should I get it out?
Do you know what it is? Yeah. Do you know what it is, Harlow?
No, I don't think she does.
Yeah, let's see.
It's not an appliance.
Harlow's taking the mic while Lana looks for her product. Harlow, any other words of wisdom to add? Anything you thought of while we were chatting just now?
No.
Just want to let you know that...
Why do you have your makeup?
Harlow's still here. So you brought your makeup.
So wait.
But you said it was hair, so now I'm really interested. Harlow, what do you think?
I think that's like... Like, I don't think it's weird because she brings her makeup everywhere.
Mom's, right?
But I don't know why she would bring it here to bring it out.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess let's find out. You ready to find out? All right. Okay. Tell us. So if you didn't just catch that, she said, I brought something hair related and then whipped out some makeup. So now I'm hooked. Like, let's see what's going on.
Okay. So this is Makeup Forever. It used to be called HD Powder, but I feel like they changed the name. So it says, it just says professional on it.
Okay.
Let's see. So it's the, oh yeah, Ultra HD. So it is a powder that you're supposed to use for your face. And for many years, I did use it on my face. And when having a powdered face was sort of like look.
Yep.
And then one day I tried it in my hair. And it is better than any dry shampoo
really?
That you will ever use. And
wait,
I've tried
a
lot
tip.
Of dry shampoos. And it's also like if you were to use like a regular like baby powder or whatever, like that has like a thickness to it.
Yes.
That makes your hair look white.
Yes.
Whereas because this is ultra fine powder, it doesn't do that. It makes your hair look like I can do it for
wow.
you.
Wow. Yeah. I would love to see how you do it. I can describe what you're doing. Now, I will say like you have great hair. How often do you wash your hair?
I wash my hair every other day.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
I can't go any longer. I have so many friends who are really good at like going longer and doing the dry shampoo thing, but my hair gets so oily so fast.
Yeah,
so
I feel like it's a genetic thing
it is.
That people are able to do that. There's one woman, it's like a friend of my, it's like a wife of my husband's friend, and we went on vacation with them, and she always looks perfect and beautiful, and her hair is always gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I just assumed that she was really good with a curling iron
yeah,
or whatever
like
she was doing
her hair,
and she was doing that every single morning. So fine, and every single day of this vacation, and we were like, we were in Italy,
yeah.
and it looked amazing. And I'm like, and I thought, so she's not getting it done at like dry bar every
right,
day.
Right,
and I'm
right.
like, what's
yeah.
happening? So I asked her. I said, so are you just doing this in the morning every day, like with a curling? And she said, no. I have not washed it the entire trip.
Oh my God.
She said she got it professionally done before she left and spent the entire trip. We were there like over a week.
I'm so jealous of these people. I can't
I
do
know.
It.
And
I
I'm
can't
like,
do
that
it.
Is crazy to me.
Oh, Harlow is here. So we're going to, I would like to see sort of a demonstration of
yeah,
how you
do
his hair. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I'll narrate it while you do it. Harlow, have you ever seen your mom do this? All right, Harlow's grabbing the mic. We're going to narrate together. Harlow, pretend we're sort of... Okay, so what is she doing?
She's like patting it onto her hand.
Yes. Okay, so she's patting the powder onto her hand. So now she's kind of like a little handful of powder.
Yeah.
She's standing up. Oh my gosh, what'd she just do?
She just like flipped her head over and
yep.
just keeps doing this.
So you flip your head over and like kind of comb it through with your hands?
Yeah.
Do you do that again in the morning? Your hair looks great.
But do you see how it just like
yeah.
like a little bit of body?
Yes.
I feel like when you use a spray, I don't know if you can hear me, but
yeah.
when you use a spray.
Hair, hand hair. Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
When you use a spray, there's like a wetness to it.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it looks okay, but it feels gross. So you do that thing, whatever.
Yes, yeah,
and
like
then,
the zhuzhing.
And so, but it's still like, there's, it's still like a spray. So it feels kind of...
Harlow's trying her hand at it now. Oh, very amazing.
I feel like it disguises, it disguises the dirtiness, but it's still there. Whereas I feel like the powder really... just takes away the grease and it feels like
wow.
doesn't it look like fresh and like
it
just
looks
blow
like,
dry?
It looks like nothing has happened but that you just blow dry your hair. Like
right.
I can't see any product. I can't see like any. Yeah, when you spray it, it's like.
Yeah, and I didn't think it gives it a little bit of.
Like a zhuzh.
Like a zhuzh.
Harlow's
yeah.
trying now. I can see the zhuzh as well. Now, Alana, tell me how much this runs for and where you buy it.
Oh God, I should have
no, that's checked. Okay. Like,
so it's Sephora,
we can look it up,
and
course.
I want to say it's $36, but
yeah,
I'm not.
That makes
positive.
Sense. I feel like everything
yeah.
in Sephora is either $36. Or like $106. It's like either one or the other. Harlow, any like last words or anything you want to get on the mic? She's like thinking hard. She's like, I want to go out with a bang.
Yeah,
she's got to make sure.
You need to name your spatulas.
You have to name your spatulas?
Yes.
Okay, you're pulling out some very important info at the last minute.
She actually brought her spatula.
Wait, what? Oh my gosh.
You
okay.
brought my spatula?
At the 11th hour.
Why?
All right, well, when I send you your new spatula, I need you to name it and report back on what you name it.
Okay.
What is it? Why do you name your spatulas? What's
because I started to name my spatula at my house Mr. Flippy.
Mr. Flippy.
And then I went back to my apartment and I was like, this is Mrs. Flippy.
So this is your house. This is your summer house?
Yeah.
Okay, that Mr. Flippy, your apartment spatula, Mrs. Flippy?
What's this?
They live separate? Mr. and Mrs. Flippy live separate?
Yeah.
Mr. Flippy enjoys like the beach, more of like a pool life. Mrs. Flippy enjoys the city?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do they have different colors or are they the same?
They're the same, but the one at my house it doesn't have like any lines where it's like cut through and like you can see the bottom. It's like that's just like covered. Mm-hmm. And then the one at my apartment is
has some lines.
Has like lines and you can like when you look you can see everything.
Oh, okay. Love that. Mr. and Mrs. Flippy.
Yeah.
That's great. So we have the Makeup Forever, better than dry shampoo recommendation, which I think is a great one, and I'm going to try it, and I can't wait. And we have a bazillion baking tips from Harlow. Name your spatulas. Make your pancakes from scratch. Don't fall asleep at the stove. Never cook without a parent. Even if you're an adult, if you're a bad cook. And if you're an adult who's a bad cook, cook with a kid.
Yeah.
Okay, is that did I catch everything? Okay. If you think of anything else, you'll come back on. We'll do another episode. I bet there's so much stuff for you to talk about. And Harlow, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Alana, thank you for coming. Make sure. Oh. Harlow's wielding the mic in a dangerous fashion. She almost got her taking people down. You can follow Alana and see Harlow's adventures and her sister Mazzy's adventures on Mommy Shorts on Instagram. And make sure you watch her stories because it is a free masterclass in how to be better on Instagram. And I think a lot of us, me especially, could learn a lot from that. Thank you guys so much for coming.
And watch Harlow's baking show.
And watch Harlow's baking show. And one day we'll figure out what the other Property Brothers name is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Signing off, we will see you guys next week for another episode of Gee Thanks Just Bought It.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.